Breaking news. This just in. Hello, Kitty, that iconic white cat with a red bow. She's not a cat. Nope, not a cat. I know. I can hardly believe it myself. But here to confirm it is expert anthropologist Christine Yano. She wrote the book Pink Globalization, Hello Kitty's Trek Across the Pacific. So, Christine, Hello Kitty is not a cat. What's that about?
Well, you know, she's never shown on all fours. She's standing, she's sitting like a human. But I am curator for an exhibit at the Japanese American National Museum, which opens in October. And Sanrio, of course, is a full cooperating partner in this.
And Sanrio is the company that
Sanrio
that
is the company that makes Hello Kitty, absolutely. And I wrote the script for the museum exhibition. And in writing that script, I talked about Hello Kitty as Sanrio's feline, or I mentioned her as a cat. And that script came back with corrections from Sanrio. Hello Kitty is not a cat.
Well, what is she then?
Well, she's supposed to be, and I'm going to speak Sanrioese here. She's supposed to be a girl, a friend, an icon. And in the Japanese sense, the Japanese call it a kyarakta, which we would transliterate as character. But it means a lot more in Japan.
So why is she called Hello Kitty if she's not a cat?
Hello Kitty is her name, like it could have been maybe Hello Carol.
Oh.
But her full name is indeed Kitty White. She is half of a twin. Her twin sister is named Mimi. She likes apple pies. She's a perpetual third grader.
She's a perpetual third grader, but she's turning 40.
Exactly. So, I mean, you know, that's the kind of sense of humor, that's the kind of sense of fun with which I think Sanrio imbues this character, Hello Kitty, in the name of a kind of amusement.
Now, you've mentioned Sanrio a couple times, the company that created Hello Kitty. Tell us about the founder, Shintaro Tsuji, who created Hello Kitty.
A lot of what Hello Kitty stands for, a lot of what Sanrio stands for, comes directly out of Tsuji, Mr. Tsuji. He describes his childhood as somewhat lonely. He went to a Christian kindergarten. They had things like birthday parties for children, and that was not common in Japan. That's not part of Japanese tradition. But he loved that. He loved that kind of individual attention, and he took that individual gift-giving and brought it into when he formed his company, what became Sanrio.
Where did Hello Kitty first appear in Japan?
She appeared first in Tokyo stores in the form of a very small coin purse for children. And you can't imagine, Carol, just how small this coin purse is. It's like the coin purse that spawned an empire. And on that clear vinyl, there was this image of a cat sitting.
Of course, it's not a cat.
Of course, it's not a cat. A quasi-cat sitting. And it's a side view, but she's facing toward what, in effect, would be like the camera.
So how did Hello Kitty then make the leap from being hugely popular in Japan to being this global, iconic product?
Whenever we think about Tsuji and Hello Kitty and global, we have to understand that Tsuji's ambitions were always global. He idolized Walt Disney. And in some ways, he thought what he wanted to create was a Japanese cat who would go after the American mouse. So he created this character. His designers created this character in 1974. By 1976, she had already made the leap across the Pacific. But she had made it in terms of ethnic enclaves, like shops in Chinatown, shops in Japan-focused areas. She wasn't an immediate success globally, not at all. She was a success amongst Asian Americans who saw in something like Hello Kitty, this, you know, very cute cat/girl, something that they could relate to. This was theirs. And from there, it expanded through various means, distribution means, more globally.
Now, you've been studying Hello Kitty for some time. I'm sure you've seen some pretty wacky interpretations of her. What are some of the most outlandish ones you've seen?
Hello Kitty Fender guitars, Hello Kitty motor oil, Hello Kitty makeup by Sephora. The other thing to note is that Hello Kitty has been, say, pirated by fans who then customize cars or who might customize guns, AK-47 rifles, Airstream trailers with Hello Kitty. That co-optation by fans and sometimes critics have expanded the breadth of where Hello Kitty might appear.
So finally, do you love Hello Kitty?
I've come to appreciate Hello Kitty. Is that a good hedge?
That's diplomatic.
as most diplomats are forced to do. You know, every time I think I've seen everything there might be to Hello Kitty, the company comes out with a new product, and it's another oh my God moment for myself.
So you mentioned there's an exhibit about Hello Kitty that's going to be in Los Angeles starting in October. I'm sure there's tons of objects, Hello Kitty objects. Do you have a favorite one that's going to be shown?
Well, I am thrilled that we are going to be exhibiting the Lady Gaga gown. So this is a gown made up of Hello Kitty plush toys, sewn together, things like that.
Wow. Christine Yano is the author of the book Pink Globalization, Hello Kitty's Trek Across the Pacific. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.